Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today we're going to talk about have an always prepared mindset. And as you can probably tell, these are all things that I'm experiencing day by day, and I find them very informative and important. Therefore, I want to share because I care. So anyway, why do we always need to be prepared? It's a good question. Knowing what to do in certain circumstances takes actually the stress out of us. We might not always be fully prepared, though having an idea of what to expect or at least be flexible enough to take the info with a grain of salt is always very good. It's all in the eyes of the beholder. It's all the perception that we have. And the more prepared we are, the more open-minded, and the better we know how to deal with our personal mental growth, the better off we are. So how can we prepare, actually, for a healthy, strong, wonderful, positive mindset? Practicing a positive mindset, reading good books that help in personal development, respecting and appreciating others, which does not mean liking everything they say or do, though being prepared to deal with it. Breathing techniques, or you can use the Insight Timer, which is a free app on the phone where you can do some relaxation techniques, meditation techniques, whatever you need is there. And it's called Insight Timer. And it has some amazing things in there. And I'm very choosy and picky on what I like and what I don't like. And of course, I give also feedback so they know why I do like it or don't like it. So if the music and the voice don't go hand in hand, like there is a shrill voice and very soothing music, it drives me bonkers. So I'm saying we need to be choosing. So we can always stop if that's not what we want and choose a different one because the choice is ours. Does this mean we know what's happening or going to happen at all times? Absolutely not. But it means we can be prepared. It actually simply means we are mentally prepared to deal with whatever comes our way. We deal with it in a calm and collected way. We use the stop, challenge, choose system that I've told you about to get us grounded, aligned, and back on track. Being prepared reduces stress, reduces cortisol levels, which cause high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and all that stuff, which are lack of health. Having a positive mindset helps us being healthy and not getting sick. Most illnesses start with some mental issues, then it converts into body issues, pain, etc. So let me just repeat what the Stop Challenge Choose actually stands for. So when you catch yourself having ideas that you realize are not really serving you or the people around you to the best, say stop and take a deep breath, a slow breath, to help bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are and ask, is this even true? Because sometimes we project things and we have no clue whether it's true or false, and we just assume, and we know that assuming is not very healthy. And then we choose the behavior that supports what you really want. So again, I always make myself a couple of 5x7 cards, and I write it in, and I look at it like a stop sign The stop is red, the challenge is amber, and the choose is green, because it means you can go. You know what you're going to do. You're prepared. And so I think that'd be a great thing to do for everybody, so you have something there. I am practicing reading and filling in information in the new life book that we just got as a health coach to help our clients. And we are actually talking about an empowerment triangle. And what is an empowerment triangle? Well, you know what a triangle is. So it's divided up into some little sections. And it says, I am in charge of what happens. I am creating my new story. Are you ready to create your new story? Let the old go behind you. Forget about it, or keep in your memory what's helping you keep on track. But all the negative things that don't help you, let them go. Then it says, I help others get better. Yeah, that's what coaches do. I empower others to be successful. And there we go again, empower versus enable. We don't want to enable people to do things, but we want to empower them so they can use the stop, challenge, choose on their own and work with it as much as they can. And then obstacles help me get better. We have a saying, obstacle is the way, because every time you overcome an obstacle, you had some growth going on in you. And usually it's mental growth, because you got to overcome something. You got to look at it from a different perspective. You got to see that, oh my, not everything is as grim as it looks like when you look at it. Or as my mom always said, the soup is not eaten as hot as it's cooked. Well, that's literal translation. But when you eat something hot, you normally need to let it cool off a little bit so you don't burn your mouth. And the same with our thoughts. Let's not act and react impulsively just because something is coming our way and we don't know what to do and we get all flustered and whatnot. It's not helping us. Stop, challenge, choose. So let's get into that. And then I am open and curious to learn, which is another one. So you're actually there as a creator of your own new story. You're helping others getting better. You're empowering others to be successful. Your obstacles help you get better. And you're open and curious to learn more. And those are amazing micro habits. Actually, we have a few more. And we have a few more micro habits that are very, very important to actually live a happy and healthy lifestyle. So the first one is actually healthy weight management. So we're on a healthy weight, so we feel happy and healthy. Don't add extra weight on it, which puts pressure on the knees and on the ankles and on the hips and causes inflammation, causes injuries, whatnot. Let's stay away from that. Let's have a healthy weight management. The next one is healthy eating and hydration. So we actually have even a little app where you can put in that you've eaten every 2.5 to 3 hours, because small meals, that's the way it keeps your blood sugar balanced and you won't go into hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia. One is high, hyper is high, and hypo is low with the blood sugars. So if you have a really high blood sugar, that's dangerous, because it's so dangerous. And when you have a really low blood sugar, it's very dangerous. You can go into being comatose immediately. And I've seen that with my father-in-law. I mean, all the things I got to learn with him, having been a diabetic, Alzheimer's, dementia, and an amputee, it really does help to figure out what's going on. So we went swimming with him because he was about a 230 to a 250 in his blood sugar. And we said, well, if we swim a mile, that's about an hour, he'll be down about 130 or something, which is perfect. And then he gets to eat when we get home anyways. So we made it home, took the blood sugar. He was 60. Finished dinner real quick, and he started crashing. I mean, literally crashing. And so to the point where my husband had to put him down on the floor because he couldn't sit anymore. He was literally to collapse and turn purple. And so we had to do whatever it took to make sure he came back to us. And that's why I said, if we have those healthy habits up front, that's much better. Healthy motion helps too, because when you move regularly, your blood sugar is more balanced and your brain is more balanced and everything is more balanced and you're happier and healthier and less pain and everything else. Normally, that's general rule. And then a healthy sleep is so important. Avoid all the things that rob you of a healthy sleep. Make sure your bedroom is clean and cool at night, about 68 degrees, so you can sleep well, breathe well, and enjoy it. Healthy mind is so important. That's why perceptions can be good or bad. They're just so. But when we have a healthy mind and we work on our personal development and personal growth, we're gaining. And the last one is healthy surroundings. Get away from the people who are naysayers, who are nags. They always have something negative to say. Work with the ones who are really positive. That's so much better. So I told you guys that I'm reading regularly, and I made actually a list of books that I have read and that I'm reading right now and that I'm going to read because I already have them. I bought them already. I'm just going to tell you a few. If you do want my list, let me know, and I will email it to you. I couldn't post it there. But one of them is called The Observer's Chair, Discovering the Real You. It's written by Dave Blanchard, and it is an amazing book. I really love it. The next one, I don't like the title, but the context or the content in the book was absolutely amazing. Get Over Your Damn Self by Rami Neustadt. And it was so good. As I said, I had a mental block because of the damn. And then I said, hey, you know what? It's time for you to just be open-minded and check it out because everybody said it was really good. And it is. The third one is All Matters, 125 Strategies to Achieve Maximum Confidence, Clarity, Certainty, and Creativity. And that's written by Paul Cummings, an amazing person who had a stroke and suffered aphasia. He's coming back. He's really recovering well. And he is one amazing person. So I would suggest you get that book and read about it, what he's done. The next one is The Monster Under the Bed, Uncovering the Lie That Drives Us by Kim Fisk. And I know the author personally, and I love her book. It is so amazing. And there's a lot more. I mean, I have at least 15 to 20 books written out. So if you want them, write to me to dythompson@gmail.com. That's THOMSON at gmail.com. Please put BTR or book list in the subject field so I know it's something that I need to look at. I get so many emails that I get to delete, so I don't want to delete yours because that's important to me. Therefore, make sure you put in the subject line something that really triggers my brain. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956 and leave me your information. But I think the easier way is the email, so I can then just copy and paste and send you the list so you have that too. That's a freebie from me to you to help you do some mental growing because we all can use it one way or another. We all have ways of improving ourselves, challenges to overcome, challenges to be our way to show us the way to mental, physical, financial, and mindset growth. So having said all that, I hope you got a little bit of value out of this. If you want to be on my show again, email or text me. And I'm going to say right now, until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.